This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The biggest auction of Western art in this country, the biggest but by no means the only, comes every year in the summertime when collectors descend on Reno, Nevada. Last year, 400 people shelled out better than $16 million for paintings of landscapes and cowboys and other images of the American West. Iconic, romantic to some degree, also corporate. Joni Kinsey is a professor of art history at the University of Iowa. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Could you describe the scene for me at one of these Western art auctions? What's the vibe?
The vibe is really rather overwhelming. It's generally a big convention center size hall with art all around the walls and a bar in each corner. Wow. People in very fancy Western wear, dripping with turquoise and so forth, big belt buckles. And several of them have these giant runways down the center.
Wow.
It's almost like a big fashion show, only people are buying the things that are trotting out in front of them.
So talk to me about those things that are being trotted out in front of them, the art itself, I suppose. I hope this isn't derogatory, but the phrase I came upon in my research for this interview is cowboy art. And that,
yes,
it seems to me, is not an accepted term of art. I don't know.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. In the sort of Eastern art world, world art world, cowboy art is definitely not smiled upon. It's considered to be very kitsch. But in the Western world, and it's not just cowboys, definitely cowboys and Native Americans are very frequent images and subjects, but landscapes in particular also are basic subjects that you see at these Western art sales.
Where does this art come from sort of historically? I mean, obviously the expansion of the American West, Manifest Destiny, all of that, are the roots there?
Absolutely. Artists have been going west since not quite Lewis and Clark, but almost. Back in the 1820s, the first Eastern artists went west. And there have been several sort of variations on the trends over the 20th century and into the 21st. But the basic premise is still there, the romance of the Old West and all of the sort of mythological kinds of dimensions of that legacy.
Talk to me for a second about the railroads. Material, obviously, in the expansion of the West, but also in the development of Western art.
Absolutely. The story of the railroads and art is absolutely fascinating. Like many businesses, you know, images sell. A number of major railroads, most notably the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, better known as the Santa Fe, but also the Great Northern, the Northern Pacific, were working actively with artists to get them to ride their trains out to premier destinations, especially the new national parks. So they became essentially the kind of forefront of pioneers of branding, marketing and branding. And they built up some really major collections.
I read actually that Burlington Northern Santa Fe, which is the successor to Atchison Topeka, they've got like 700 and something pieces in their art collection.
Oh, it's more than that.
Oh, is it really?
More like 1,700.
Oh, my Lord.
But yeah, it's a remarkable collection.
So if it was the railroads that were prospering and profiting off of this art back in the day, who's profiting now?
All kinds of people are profiting now. Certainly the buyers that buy and then later sell that work. Certainly corporate businesses are also buying this stuff, especially in the West. And, you know, you can think about how else these works of art function. They add to people's thinking about region and about the West in particular, for good or for bad. And there's an awful lot of people invested in those ideas.
Yeah. Super quick, since you're the historian of American art here in this conversation, what do you think of this kind of art? Do you like it?
I have mixed feelings about it in some ways. I am a historian of traditional historic American Western art. And even that, in some ways, is problematic in regard to the way in which Native peoples, for example, not only were treated but depicted, the ways in which landscape itself was commodified and exploited. The more recent stuff is a little bit more problematic because it perpetuates some of those issues. But at the same time, it's a lively, extremely burgeoning realm of the industry, and it's kind of remarkable for its staying power.
Joni Kinsey is a professor of American art history at the University of Iowa. Professor Kinsey, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to talk to you.